This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Troy and Ed, good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a little intense this morning, but I think it's really, really important. The question is, how do we go through the real tough times as a couple? There have been some horrible stories. I mean, you know, kids get sick or stress at work. Yep. And you hear horrible stories where that gets to a couple and that's it. It's all over. Sure. So what do you do to get through it?
I guess we've got to start off by anything we say now is got to be seen through the perspective of we have had relatively an easy life. We haven't had too many challenges. We've definitely had challenges, but not of the significant nature that some of you, the listeners this morning, would have gone through.
Yep.
So anything we say, we recognise that there's probably people who had a different perspective because you've been through a lot more significant stuff than what we have. But having said that, though, I think that the first thing is, you know, no matter what troubling time you go through, it's significant in your life. Even though you try and look for perspective, you know, there might be people in third world countries who may be going, you know, have got nothing, absolutely nothing. And so when you put it in perspective, your situation may not be as great, but nonetheless, it's obviously significant for you and your life and your journey that you've gone through. And so you don't want to cheapen that. You don't want to trivialize that, but also you've got to bring things into perspective.
Yeah.
And I think that's the first thing is saying, you know, recognize it's significant for you. Mm-hmm. And then obviously then respond accordingly after recognizing how significant it is for you.
Yeah. And I think, you know, what Troy said in terms of just acknowledging what it is, acknowledging the losses that are associated with that, with our experiences of trials really have been in chronic illness in me and also infertility. So we're talking from that perspective and just identifying what that meant in terms of what we were losing, you know, future or at the particular time, but also understanding that we were going to cope with that differently.
Yeah, and that was a big one. That was a really big one.
And that's okay. And if one of us needs to really talk about it and just go over and over and over and over, and the other one actually just doesn't want to talk about it anymore, just acknowledging that that's quite okay.
Yeah.
Giving each other space to do what they need, but not not saying that the other person has to be dealing with it in the same way.
Yeah.
So, and the other thing I would say is isolation. We found, or maybe I'm talking for me here, that isolating myself was a way that I dealt with it. And that actually doesn't help.
No, absolutely.
At all, even though it was what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
Pulling away from friends and family and community was actually...
And also God.
Yeah,
and also time when tough times come, often you know our inherent desire is to pull away from God. Like, God, how could this be happening to me? Mm. Why am I going through this? And then we actually take a step back from God because we feel like God is inflicting us with all this pain, you know. And that's not the case. And so we isolate ourselves from so many different relationships, which are actually there to help support us, encourage us, and bring life into it, rather than actually we take a step back and remove ourselves from all that life that's on offer, particularly from God during those hard times.
Yeah. And sometimes that means actually acknowledging what's going on, being genuine. You know, I think sometimes as a family you can close ranks and people actually don't know what you're going through and don't know. And that can be easier in some ways, but in other ways it's actually more difficult.
Yeah. Absolutely. And you know, as pastors, we find that there's often our experience has been that people have got bitter with the church or Christian community and God itself. They think, well, I've gone through this. And even though they've chosen to isolate themselves, they then blame the church and say, well, why didn't you actually come and help me with this? Well, we did know that you're actually going through this because you chose to isolate yourself and try and deal with it internally, the tough times you're going through.
Yeah.
And that's why community and those relationships are so very important during those times.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
it's a tricky one to make any more comment on. But look, thank you for being so honest and sharing. I mean, you don't have to go into as much detail. We should have told you that. No, but thank you for but thank you for choosing to be real with us and sharing
important.
So much.
It's
and I think you've really it really has helped a lot of people. Thank
Good.
You.
No problems. Thanks, guys.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.